Welcome back to EcoTalk, and we are speaking about celebrating women's leadership and sustainable development with two women joining me in studio. We have Redwood Mary, co-founder of the Women's Global Green Action Network, and Marta Benavides, environmental activist and educator from El Salvador. Mary, I have to ask you where you got that name, Redwood Mary. You didn't sit in a tree for a couple of years like Julie Butterfly.
No, but I worked closely with her, and I chose that name when I was living in Mendocino County working on forest issues there. And I chose that name because I wanted people to think about the issue rather than the person. And it still serves that purpose. The redwoods are endangered. We have less than 2% left of the only type of ecosystem like that that exists in the world. And similarly, with I did some work with Dr. Wangari Maathai in Africa in 1999 through another international women's network, and we had something similar with this forest in Kenya. Kenya has less than 2% of their forest cover left. So what we have to really think about here is we live in a closed biosphere. There's no place to go outside of planet Earth. And what's really miraculous about this planet, I actually went back to school to study environmental science and also then obtain a degree in public policy from Mills College. And what I was learning in the classroom was just phenomenal about how this earth can regenerate itself, but it has a limited carrying capacity. And when I was working on forest issues in the forest and working in nature, I was learning those lessons and seeing the patterns of nature and how an ecosystem works or how it does not regenerate due to the terrible logging practices and clear cutting, whether it's here in the U.S. or in Africa. And I became involved with United Nations non-governmental organizations, groups who worked with Bella Abzug. People may remember her. She was a leading
force
in gender issues and the environment, and she founded Women's Environment Development Organization. And so the Women's Global Green Action Network came out of the idea that, you know, we have in business, education, and legal and medical professions, women who have created impressive networks to support each other, mm-hmm. from skill building to resource and technique exchange. And there was, as I traveled around the world and even in my own rural area when I lived up north, I was finding women taking action because their communities were becoming, the water was polluted, there was landslides from poor logging practices, women were getting breast cancer, men getting prostate cancer, toxics in urban areas. And who was on the front lines? It was women. Women who are mothers, women who are grandmothers.
Well, were the nurturers, Mother Earth, all that. I want to ask Maria about the situation in El Salvador. Mm-hmm. Is there, like there is in this country, a lack of respect for nature and a disconnect between seeing that we humans are an integral part of this web?
Yeah. Marta Benavides.
What did I say? I didn't say Marta?
No, it's okay. Maria.
Maria. But, sorry.
That's okay. We are very concerned, really, and we have been working at the local level and personal level, really, because a lot of times we want people to make changes, but we want other people to do it. So in our country, a lot of what we have to do is work from the personal to the local to the national to the regional and mm-hmm. to the international. Our group works like that, and that's one of the reasons I'm part of this network also. We have been working with people all over the world to see that, you know, we cannot save Mother Earth because that's our nest. We can save the possibility of us staying as a species on Earth if we take care of all the resources that have already been given so that we can use them wisely. In El Salvador, there is a major problem because the same way that people are exploited, we exploit Mother Earth, and we trash it. And I see that many times we find ways to adjust even scientific knowledge to understanding so that we can continue to exploit the Earth. For example, the whole issue of the warming of the Earth. There are people that say that it's the trees that are doing it. Well, supposedly it was the trees that were doing it.
The trees are warming the climate?
Uh-huh. They
only Ronald Reagan would say something like that. He's not around. Who said that?
He said it.
He said it.
But the major problem is that people allow for those things to come up instead of taking the responsibility for serious relationship between human beings.
It's not about saving the planet. It's about saving ourselves and the quality of life that we have enjoyed and saving it for future generations. We just have about a minute left. Where do you go from here with your network? And if listeners would like to get involved, what can they do?
We're going to have a next step in Mexico City. We're going to gather women environmental leaders on a grassroots level, bring them together to talk about a plan of action and put a platform of action together. And if women want to, and men, we would like your support and involvement, and we could use financial help to sponsor women coming to this from indigenous peoples' countries.
Do you have a website?
We were hoping to use your website and your blog.
Okay, I'll give that to
you. It's under construction.
I understand. So is our website, which is why we give our blog site. The website is www.ecotalk.net. That's ours. It's there, but it's not as current as our blog site. I like to give both because we have different kinds of information on each. But if you'd like some links to today's show's guests, go to www.ecotalkblog.com. Thanks for joining us, and good luck in your travels.
Thank you. That's a good job you're doing.
Thank you. We've got to let people know what's available, what the problems are, and what we can do about it.
And that they could have impact.
That's right. EcoTalk, our slogan is sound solutions for a healthier planet. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to EcoTalk on